Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Why are you receiving phone calls from J. Edgar Hoover?
J. Edgar Hoover?
That's right! The head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation!
Why is J. Edgar Hoover on your phone? I didn't know. He's on everybody else's. Why shouldn't he be on mine?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of the week. This Friday, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and the hello to the weekend. Jesus fucking Christ, we've been sitting here for like an hour and a goddamn half trying to get the weirdest website working. I had to, like, get the phone number of a witch to come over here and wave her warty hands over my laptop, and now it's working, I think. We don't actually know. We can't confirm it. Just don't fucking breathe, you guys.
I mean, I kind of have to, but I can see my stuff is having sound waves that are not huge, but can you guys hear me okay?
Yep. Sounds okay to me.
Okay, and I can see Jared's got little waveforms, and everybody's got waveforms, it looks like, so this might actually be working.
We hope, for now.
Yeah.
This might just be our shortest podcast ever.
I think kind of has to be.
We will attempt the full hour. I have to get over back to work at about 9 p.m., but I'm trying to shoot for 8:30. I can fudge it a little bit. I just can't be later than 10 p.m. And yes, you heard me right. I do have to go back to work.
Sucker.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the nature of war. We're fighting a war, technically. Just think about it that way.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
A guy on IRC earlier told me that it's a war against the Chinese by proxy.
Okay. I mean, they're mostly over it by now, looking at their numbers that they're reporting, but who knows? It's the Chinese reporting, so who knows?
It does kind of help that they welded the doors shut.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do with totalitarian regimes, right?
It's so weird, because like, they started doing that, and people were like, you know, maybe we should start welding our doors shut. Like, who the hell do you... What are you guys thinking? Back off. Pump the brakes. Jesus. Let me see. Yeah. So, I'm still working. Drew's still working, albeit at home. Jared, I forget your situation. Were you declared an essential guy?
We just haven't talked about it, and I just keep showing up at work, and they keep giving me stuff to do. So...
All right.
Well, that works.
Yeah, it works good enough. For now.
Hey, good to hear. So this is like going to be the jankiest show we've ever done. We're going to have to like buy some more shit. here's an interesting theory that I don't know if you guys have heard before. Let's see if I thought of it first. I have a prediction that when this whole thing blows over, there's a very high chance that the handshake will no longer be used as a form of greeting. It will be dead.
And I feel like people are going to miss it so much that they're just going to be walking around shaking hands willy-nilly.
I'm not going to miss handshakes at all.
Yeah, me neither.
I think it's something that survived enough other things in the past that, you know, I don't think it's going to automatically go away.
Yeah, if smallpox didn't
I mean, handshaking's been around for a very long time.
Yeah, if smallpox didn't kill the handshake, nothing will.
Or the Spanish flu or any of those other big pandemics.
That's true. Yeah, I can smallpox get transmitted through handshakes? I thought it was just ill-received blankets.
I thought it was airborne.
It was just like, basically, if it exists, you already have it.
It might be. Couldn't say for sure.
But I'm not a scientist, so.
Well, slowly everyone is becoming a scientist, thanks to all this new disease research we're doing.
Oh, I'm not doing any research. I'm just reading Facebook.
There you go. That's the way.
Yeah. Smallpox, I'm just Wikipedia'd it real quick. How it spreads is by airborne respiratory droplets. So that sounds familiar. Mm. By saliva, skin-to-skin contact, including handshakes or hugs, and by blood products. So it has all sorts of fun ways of getting to you.
So if it exists, you have it.
So as we continue, let's see. Just a couple notes here. If you haven't figured it out already, we are all remote because we've been temporarily, I wouldn't say banned. We've been encouraged not to go to the studio because of the stay-at-home order that the governor has put in place. So what was my fucking point with this?
I lost it. I'm too goddamn tired. I've had 3 cups of coffee and it does nothing. It does nothing. I think it makes me worse, actually.
Just built up your tolerance.
I think so. It happened really fast.
No, you got to drink a lot back to back to back.
Okay. Thank you.
Christy, is he worse after drinking all the coffee?
Say again. Sorry, I missed that.
Oh, I was asking Christy if you're worse or is she on...
She is coming around the corner when she comes. She'll be coming around the corner, when she comes. She's knocking over my headphones and sitting in a chair, and she'll plug in the headphones soon, and she'll be able to hear you and answer your question as I continue to stall.
What's the question?
Oh, is Renee just in general worse now that he's having more coffee?
It's a good question.
I don't know.
This is for posterity.
Oh, God.
So be honest.
I would say maybe.
Future generations will look on the husk of our civilization when this is over and wonder.
What happened to this man?
Yeah.
Oh, it was the coffee. The coffee got
it. It was the coffee. It was the coffee.
No wonder it was banned in the year 2137. I mean, damn, what a fucking bleak future that would be.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's much more groggy.
Yeah, we'll just have to find it. We'll just have to find a new drug. People are just going to go for straight cocaine or whatever the future form of PCP is going to be.
What was it Huey Lewis was saying that all of his requirements were?
I don't remember.
I need a new drug, you know.
Is it?
I have to look up the lyrics, but
it's not Back to the Future, is it?
No. Is that your entire frame of reference other than that in American Psycho?
That's right.
Spot on.
You know me so well.
Yeah, I took a guess. So yeah, these are all of Huey Lewis's requirements for I want a new drug is one that won't make me sick, one that won't make me crash my car, won't make my feet feel thick, one that won't hurt my head, make my mouth too dry, my eyes too red, won't make me nervous, wonder what to do.
It won't make you feel 3 feet thick. That's what it is.
3 feet thick? Gross.
That just sounds like make me sleep all day, won't keep me up all night, one that won't go away. Yeah.
That sounds like reality, just regular life.
Oh, yeah. I remember what I was going to say earlier. So because of this weird situation and how I had to arrange this laptop and microphone that I have, Drew, I am assigning you as the sole researcher for at least this episode because I would have to twist my spine in a very impossible way in order to type right now.
Okay, I do have two and a half-ish monitors going, yeah, probably mostly.
Yeah, you're far more prepared than I, so you are the research man. Congratulations.
I'm honored.
Yay!
I mean, I basically have my work set up here, so it's helpful.
How is working from home going for you, Drew?
About more or less kind of how it would at work, other than I can take more breaks, and if Therese needs a hand with like helping with Henry or something like that, then I can... do so.
So overall superior.
I mean kinda. It's a little more comfortable too, so.
Dude, I mean, I wish I could work from home right now because it would give me like a buffer from all these idiots trying to swarm me. Like, I don't think anybody that has tried to contact me physically has had an IQ above 85. I swear to God.
Isn't that like legally dumb?
Yes. Legally, the government has to give you money because you're so stupid. That's what it is.
You are legally dumb. Sorry. And then we just move on.
That's exactly what it is. I think that's all the Social Security office is. Like, you can't, you could add all the numbers together and they wouldn't get above 200. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, that's, can you imagine if you had to go to, like, see if you're legally deaf, legally blind, or just
What's
legally
up?
Dumb? What's up?
Oh, it's Therese in the room. Is that why I'm here?
Well, oh yeah.
Okay,
I had to split my headphones so she could see it or hear it.
Excellent. And we did throw an invite out to Ben. He seemed interested at the time, but I assume he's doing something government related. He is a government man now.
Yes,
that's true.
A true slave.
Yes, he's just a cog in the government wheels.
I'm pretty sure that means he's got to piss the cup like once every 2 weeks or something.
Sucker.
No, he's working for the government making new strains of super weed or something.
No, he's trying to fix the coronavirus. That's what he's doing. He's a scientist.
With Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, he can't tell us what he's doing. It's too secret.
Ask him if he's putting fluoride in the water to make the frogs gay.
Was it the fluoride that does it? Oh man, I need
I thought
to throw
that was
away
what
all
the
my toothpaste.
Origin of that was.
I thought the fluoride was a mind control drug that made
I mean,
you
it's
obey
that
the whims
too.
Of your local government.
It affects frogs differently than people, don't you know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This is science.
I think it just makes frogs want to fuck more.
And they can't get it from one side, so they have to get it from all sides.
Yeah, exactly. Like they can't get enough, so they don't discriminate between genders anymore.
I think that's called a nymphomaniac.
No, it's a frog, so it's an amphibomaniac.
Okay, fair enough.
Better than necrophiliac.
No, not nymphomaniac. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Boom, roasted. Nice.
Boom, roasted. You crush your wife during sex and your heart sucks. Boom, roasted.
And your heart sucks, but boom, roasted.
Jared, I got some terrible news and some good news for you that's in that vein. Did you know that they're going to take The Office off of Netflix this year?
Yes,
right?
I did hear that. And
that's
they're
gonna going
to start
away.
Their own streaming service now.
What?
Oh, really? CBS
is trying to get into the streaming game, so they're pulling all their stuff off of all the streaming platforms once their contracts are up.
Good luck, time you guys.
Time to start pirating again.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's essentially what's going to happen. It's going to be just like when cable started to become more obnoxious.
Yep.
Let's go torrent now. Everybody's learning how. Everybody pirate with me.
I mean, everybody's stuck at home, so you might as well learn a new hobby.
Exactly.
Some learn to code. Some learn to work with wood. Other people learn to pirate movies.
Oh, yeah. So let's see, Jared, that's the bad news. The good news is a show that I've been trying to get you to watch for a while will be on Netflix in April, I think. Community will be there.
Ooh, yeah, I've been meaning to watch that.
Yeah, man. So grab yourself a face full of that once it's kicking around.
Oh, definitely will. I still can't get over Senior Chang's rap after he supposedly died.
I still can't believe you fucking knew that.
Dude, it's so funny. Like, I just looked up, like, best of YouTube clips, and it was phenomenal. It's like, I am Senior Chang!
No, Drew, you weren't involved with this, but, Jared learned a rap song from one viewing on YouTube from a show he's never seen, and you weren't in the room, but on an previous episode, I just started singing it, and Jared joined me in perfect harmony.
It was really good.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, Jared is probably as plugged into different as the internet as Renee, just different parts of it.
Oh yeah, no, mine's my internet areas are far more esoteric and isolated and obfuscated.
Yeah, Renee lives in ones and zeros. Jared lives in memes and viral videos,
and that's about it. I can't deny that.
Jared, what are the corona memes like out there? I did see a good one today where it was the president of China, but his face had been turned green and it looked like he had a bunch of Shrek ears all over his face.
Oh, dude, that's nothing compared.
Are they trying to get Shrek banned in China now, too, along with Winnie the Pooh?
That would be so weird.
I mean, that's how Winnie the Pooh got banned, by people making memes about how the president, Xi Jinping or whatever his name is.
Dude, if they banned like Shrek in China, that if you had any doubts about China being evil, if they ban Shrek, it 100% confirms that they are evil, because Shrek is love.
Shrek is life.
How could you ban that?
Speaking of Shrek, we missed it on Friday the 13th of this month. Smash Mouth was playing for free at A&A.
Oh,
no shit, really?
Yeah, they were doing a free show.
How did I not know? I love them.
Oh my god.
All-Star and any other song that anybody knows? Anybody?
I'm a believer.
Walking on the Sun. Walking on the Sun. I know that one.
There's that one is like...
I'll take your word for it.
There's that one is like, and then I see her face. And then it played at the end of Shrek.
That's not them. That's the Monkees. Get with it.
No, it's not.
And it's also a cover of another song.
until you can prove me wrong, I refuse to believe you.
I need to internet.
Cite your sources.
Drew's gonna do it. Drew's gonna take care of it. I could also call my mom and she could prove you wrong, because she's been a Monkees fan since the start.
You think I'm gonna believe somebody that I can't see? Get real.
Then you shouldn't believe anything you're hearing right now.
Nope. All this is fake. I don't believe for a damn second.
Oh man. We're losing Jared, guys. Yeah, he's second. Losing his grip on reality and truth.
Okay.
I've been too red pilled.
Here we go.
Let's hear it.
You got to click on it and see. Oh, I don't know if I can play audio over this it's that's too complicated for the program.
I don't know if I'd recommend it. I'm not going to attempt it.
Yeah, Renee. But yes. Sorry, Drew. Don't do it. Otherwise, we're going to lose everything, and then we're all going to have a mental breakdown.
Fair enough. Hang on a second. I'm going to try something that's going to sound like terrible, but give me just a minute, and I'll pull it up. I'm just going to play it on my phone into the mic.
14 and a half minute podcast.
14 and a half minutes.
Yep. Is it working?
Is it working?
Stay with us, folks. This is all one giant experiment. Oh, there we go. Now, this is the Monkees version.
Yep. Yeah, no. And then didn't Smash Mouth do a cover?
They did do a cover of it, but that doesn't make it their song.
Suck my wiener. It's definitely their
over
song.
The internet.
No, thanks.
You know what? I'm turning on this camera just so you can see it.
Oh, shit. And his camera is on. It is waggling, and it is dangerous.
And by golly, it is not
impressive.
What
is waggling and dangerous on his camera? I don't want to know. I can't see it, and I don't want to.
Look, I have fishing bait.
Oh, and that brings up our question when we were trying to get your stuff working. Are you, like, just lounging in your PJs right now while you're doing this?
Yes, very good question.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
tell us what you're wearing.
Right now, I'm at my brother's house. Shut up, let me finish. No, I'm at my brother's house, and I'm in my work clothes because I came straight here because he invited me, so... I'm up in Castle Rock using his crusty laptop, sitting in the laundry room, so that way I don't interrupt the conversation going on in the living room.
Oh, God, you described a laptop as crusty, and it just made me get like 2 inches shorter from shuddering so much.
No, everything, that's funny. No, everything's fine and dandy. We're good. We're chilling.
All right, excellent. Good to hear.
Oh, dude, I have a story for you guys. The worst thing in the world happened to me on Monday.
Okay, give me.
So, before spring break started, I had... Oh, sorry, my screen was going dark.
Oh, that raises an interesting question. Is spring break still happening? I don't even know.
No, school's fired up again, but everything's on Zoom.
All right, got it.
So, everybody had to do book reports on the last class, and then the next class was on Zoom. They're like, hey, by the way, so Jared, you're going to start because we have two more book reports, you and this other girl. And I was like, okay, everything's fine and dandy. And so... we hop on Zoom, and they're like, Jared, give your book report. I was like, okie dokie. And then he clicked a button, and my face took up full screen. and then my brain shit out, just like completely. My brain completely wiped. It was awful, man. I gave the worst book report.
He did the Zoom.
It was so terrible because he, he made my face big, my brain completely blanked. And then I tried to give a synopsis of this book, except for everything I was going to say went right out the window. So I'm bouncing around and going forwards and backwards. I don't know where I'm at. The last time I had an adrenaline rush like this was when I was skydiving.
That's why you have a script ready to go.
Yeah, no, not
this
me.
This guy did the Zoom equivalent of turning all the house lights off in a theater and just focusing one spotlight on you. That's just
yeah,
rude.
No, like, and I think I would have been fine if I had expected it. But I was already kind of nervous, and then all of a sudden that happened, and my brain just turned off. So I just tried to wing it, and it obviously didn't go well. I got to the end of my presentation in about 3 minutes. I was supposed to be talking for about 6, and he just felt bad for me. He was like, all right, moving on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, it was incredibly awkward, terrible, and now I'm trying to share this and make everybody laugh so I can remember it as hilarious rather than traumatic.
It'll make you more prepared for next time.
Isn't that how a lot of humor works? Is you're making light of something that really shouldn't be funny?
Yeah, no, it was awful. It was the worst. But the girl who went after me obviously was expecting her face to be big screen, and she did just fine.
Yeah, imagine that.
Were you the first guy in the lineup?
Yep. There was.
Did you volunteer or
no? There was 2 book reports left to do. It was me and then this girl. Because we didn't.
Well, should have done ladies first. That way you knew.
Yeah. Right. Freaking stupid jerk. Anyway, the point is that it sucked, but I got through it, and now it's been keeping me awake for the last few nights.
What was your book report on?
It was actually a super good book. It was called It Was Me All Along. It was by this girl named Andy Mitchell. She'd just always been like a bigger girl, and then she slowly started gaining weight, and then in college, she reached her peak weight. Then she... finally decided to buckle down. She did something about it, lost a bunch of weight, but then she had like a super unhealthy relationship with like food and exercise. And then it was just her going from one extreme to the other to finally finding a happy medium where she looks good and feels good and can exercise without killing herself, stuff like that, you know?
So it was more of a mental thing than anything else for her.
Yeah, no, it was a phenomenal book, and I was trying to explain that to people, except for my brain blanked, and I was making up, like, I forgot English, dude.
Oh, no.
Like, I was, every word, I couldn't plan a word in advance, I just had to say the word as it came to me. That's how
you should have just defaulted to Swedish. That's what I do when I can't think.
Or have, like, had your report in Google Translate or something like that, so it just auto words your thing. It's like, and yeah. Then the book went into that.
Yeah, no, I should have said. I should have just told him, like, yeah, straight up, be like, "Hey, listen, my mind just blanked. So, like, give me a second to recover my thoughts." But that didn't happen. Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was super, super embarrassing, and I hated every second of it. And now I have a vendetta against that teacher, and I'm going to make something happen. I don't know what, but it's going to happen.
That reminds me of when I took a public speaking class at Clark.
On purpose?
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. I thought it would help. It was a requirement I needed, and I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Maybe I'll learn some shit. I never got less nervous, no matter how many speeches I did. They just taught you, like, hand movements and how to, like, inflect stuff, not how to control your nerves, which is really the thing I wanted, and they dropped that ball.
I think you just got to keep doing it. I think what happened for me was that, so I was trying to hold my book and, like, hold it up and look at my book and remind myself on, like, what I was going to say, but then in my other hand, I was holding my iPad so I couldn't, for Zoom, and then so I couldn't, like, use my hands to talk. Have you ever tried to, like, sit on your hands and then have a conversation about something? It's incredibly difficult.
Renee, are you trying it right now? Think.
Am I what? Say again.
Are you trying that right now? Are you sitting in your hands to see how that is?
I'm only doing it to keep my hands warm.
Okay.
It's a very good reason.
No, but, like, speaking with your hands is super important.
Apparently. I don't...
No, they did a whole psychology case study on that. You need to use your hands to speak. Like, even right now, like, you guys can't see me, but I have my hand up and I'm wiggling it like I'm Barack Obama.
is he?
I was gonna say, like, an Italian.
No, you know the little hand gesture he always does.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. Please describe it in great detail.
See, you know what? Drew gets it. You guys can talk to him.
Okay.
Now I'm just angry.
I can't picture it. Does every president have their own hand movements? I feel like they do.
Like, Trump has, like, those two hands up, each one in, like, the okay sign on either side of his head.
You guys know what George Washington's was? It was just a middle finger constantly extended, moving from side to side of his podium. That's what it was.
I think it was just holding a British heart at all times. Every picture.
How do you know the heart's British?
Because it has a little Union Jack on it.
Ah, there you go.
Whose else would it have been?
You know it's British because it's not blood coming out of it. It's Earl Grey tea.
It doesn't smell like copper and iron or whatever blood smells like. It smells like cowardice.
Nice. Nice.
I'll say that same joke about the French. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, my first thought would have been the French, and the English I would have said, I don't know, figgy pudding, but I have no idea what that smells like. Figs, I guess.
Figs, maybe?
It's just a jar of marmalade. Or marmalade.
Oh, gross.
You know,
gross.
You know the British make something. Have you guys ever had clotted cream?
No, it sounds absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I know.
It does.
I know it sounds terrible, but it's delicious.
Hard pass.
Clotted cream.
That's fine. We'll eat yours.
That sounds like
for
cottage
you.
Cheese, which is already something that has gone bad, and somehow people managed to market and sell that went
and
bad.
It even looks like cottage cheese, but when you eat it, it's like, I don't know. It's like a creamier custard with chunks of goodness in it, and it doesn't smell.
See, custard
rancid.
Shouldn't have chunks in it.
Yeah, you're making it sound really bad.
No, it's chunks can be good things too.
No,
you know
yes,
what?
They can.
And for
not
that reason, I'm out.
Oh, ah, damn. Yeah. What if it?
Okay,
came?
He's making this it is sound like you... really bad, but it's not. It's like whipped
save
cream.
Save me, please.
It's like whipped cream.
Okay.
That's
was it like
only
cool if you don't whip it enough? I'm missing this or something.
It's like
but then again,
cream,
this is also
kind of
for the people who try and justify blue cheese.
Okay.
Hey,
well,
I'm one of those apologists.
Great.
I love those things.
Oh, Drew.
It's mold.
Drew.
Yes.
Drew. So
yes.
you So you weren't there for the last show, so I forgot that you didn't get to hear this. So you remember those joke sodas that they were selling, like ranch flavored and like sweet corn and whatnot?
Vaguely.
Yes. Yeah, I got them and I drank them.
I'm sorry.
They're
were they? They were any good?
No, they were very bad. Very,
did they
very
taste
bad.
Anything like what they were supposed to be?
The sweet corn tasted exactly like rotten sweet corn. And let me tell you,
I mean, it probably was
something about like the smell or the texture, everything put together. I took a sip and I literally gagged. Like I could not do it.
Did they just carbonate like the juices inside a can of corn or something?
Dude, I don't know what they did, but regardless, I've been having nightmares. I'm pretty sure I had a nightmare about corn last night, so whatever. No, I actually did have a nightmare that a friend of mine put blueberries on a pizza, and I woke up just like unrighteously angry at her.
That sounds like something that's justified, but
that sounds like something you'd do.
Yeah, then I woke up and I texted her. I was like, and I explained the dream. She's like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, I'm not gonna do that.
I gotta say, you may be the only guy I've heard of that's ever had a food-related nightmare. I'm digging through my memory, and I don't believe I've ever had something like that.
Frickin' blueberries on pizza? They're frozen blueberries, too. I don't know what difference that makes, but they were disgusting.
What the heck? Were they, like, frozen blueberries on a hot pizza?
No, like, frozen blueberries that on sounds a regular pizza, and then you cook it all together.
No. Okay.
No.
That does not, yeah.
Regardless, I'm still angry at her, and she doesn't know why. poor gal.
I was just like,
it's okay. Don't worry about it. Well, let me see. No, man, let's see. You guys ever had anchovies on pizza?
No.
Not even once.
Go for it sometime. Go for it sometime. If you got the opportunity, I don't think you can get it in this state. I had to go all the way to Kentucky to get anchovies on pizza, but it's worth a shot. If you're okay with salt, just give it a little nibble.
Just give it a nibble. There you go,
Jared. Yeah,
in the chat is something to make up for it. We got some fun little blueberry pancakes that look like coronaviruses.
Okay, that's better.
Oh, good.
I like that. That's cute.
So yeah. It's got like tendrils of batter coming off of the edges. That's what I'm
with a little blueberry at the end of it. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know, like that,
this is thrilling for our audio listeners.
Just imagine it.
I don't
in
know.
Your
you're
heads.
Painting a good picture.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
They need
see,
to be
this
like
is a unique challenge for all of us because we can't see each other, so we have to paint visual pictures for each other, which we've never really had to do. So this is very interesting to me.
Theater for the mind.
Yes.
Theater for the mind. That's disgusting.
Or could Jared? You suddenly sound like you're in the bottom of a well. Is everything okay?
No, I fell in a well.
Okay.
Well, okay. There's nothing we can do about that.
Make sure you pass the lotion back up and you're done.
Well.
Yeah, no, there's
three holes in the
ground. Definitely been a change in the audio waveforms. I wonder what's going on.
Do I need to get closer?
Did you like bump something?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we can hear you. It's just a little more
low. I took the earphone out because it was hurting my ear. Does that have anything to do with it?
It's better now.
Yeah, it just got better.
I don't know what to tell you guys.
I guess
that's so much better.
I guess I'll keep my headphones in.
Yes.
Just blame it on solar flares.
I think it was.
I wonder if it's using the headphone mic.
Oh,
I don't know, mate. Hey, Jared, do your headphones have a microphone on them?
Maybe. Is that what this is?
Yes, that's what it is. Oh, we found a secret.
Oh, neat.
So,
okay.
If you're gonna take out one of the earbuds, I'm assuming they're earbuds.
Yeah.
So take out the one that doesn't have the little like plasticky thing about a quarter of the way down one of the ears, because that's your mic.
Gotcha. So everything's all good?
The cord without a Tylenol. Yeah, it sounds good.
The cord without a Tylenol.
It's about Tylenol size, right?
Depends on my headphones, but yeah.
Actually, this is really nice because now that I know I don't have to hold this effing laptop and talk at it, I can put it down.
You were holding the laptop for 28 minutes, you poor soul.
I'm committed to this, man. I'm trying to make this work.
You didn't like set it on the washing machine or something?
Yeah, then fired it up.
Is that going to be a short show?
No, we're gonna keep going. It's okay.
Okay.
Keep it ripping.
I can roll out of here real quick. Yeah, no, it's weird just because like I'm like helping support a very critical part of my company's infrastructure infrastructure right now. But all that's required of me is to take a tape, pull it out of a slot, and put another tape in. Yet everything depends on this one tape.
Renee, say it right. Yeah. Essential employee.
I am an essential employee.
Hell yeah.
I am special.
I go to work when everyone else doesn't. That's exactly what's happening here. Oh, I'm losing all my shit here. Let me see.
Yeah, this actually is turning out far better than I actually expected it would.
Yeah, I could never have expected this to actually be good.
Yeah,
it's kind of a miracle.
Probably one of the most successful things we've ever actually attempted.
That's not true. We've had great taste tests on the show.
Okay, that's fair. Yes.
The mere fact that we've been able to have that room for that long is an achievement in and of itself.
Yeah, we actually got a slot at WSU. I guess that's an achievement, too. We actually had somebody who was willing to listen to our bullshit for an hour.
We didn't get kicked out of that studio.
Despite my best efforts. No,
despite our best efforts. I never did get a look at you guys cursed at that one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. One.
I thought you did at least one, yeah, but whatever. It doesn't matter.
I think I saw it, but I never actually.
Oh, okay.
I never actually. Yeah.
No worries, man. You're getting the better experience anyway because we had to do some weird shit to get that to work.
Yeah, and some minor censoring of ourselves, which is never fun.
We found a way around that.
Yeah,
too,
I mean, we did pretty good.
Like, how many times have we said fuck this episode? Just go ahead and get a few in there just to, yeah. Feel good about it.
F word.
I have a baby, so I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah. He's got a tooth now, so that means he can learn words. You're right.
Oh, yeah. He's starting to babble, too. Like, he'll just sometimes do his little bab, 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 bab. And he just started looking at me like, stop mocking me.
All right, well, the good thing you're plugged in with headphones then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we wouldn't want him picking up any of this. He's not probably, when do you think he'd be allowed to listen to the show? I think we discussed this before.
I'm not sure.
Okay. He's got to be at least, this is at least a PG-13 show, I would say.
Yeah, well, PG-13, you're only allowed to use the F word, like, once in a sexual context, twice in a non-sexual context.
The F word. I've never heard you say that before, and it
the
tickles
F
me.
Word.
Man, we're goofy. Running on three cups of coffee and having a small slice of the country's economy weighing on your shoulders does strange things to your consciousness.
Yeah, and apparently building an elementary school that's not supposed to open until sometime late next year is deemed essential, so whatever.
Jeez,
keep me busy.
Really?
Yeah. Our construction sites are all open as far as the schools.
That's weird. Just cram the kids into a smaller school. They'll be fine.
And school's not going anyways. And like I said, the schools aren't expected to open until the earliest ones, I think November of 21. So,
Dang.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, no. Kalama actually might be summer of 21. So
I don't know. I mean, we aren't even hitting the peak of the disease wave, apparently. So.
Oh, no.
You
really?
Your operation.
This roller coaster is going to go for a while.
Well, I thought we were on the downslide by now.
No, dude, no. We're going to be in this for at least a month and a half, guaranteed.
We're basically at now where Italy was a month ago, for example. Yeah, which is not good.
Jared is slack-jawed, I think.
I don't like it.
Well, yeah, it's a good chance to catch up on any like games or videos or movies or things like that that you need to watch.
Ooh,
or
that reminds
to watch.
Me, Drew. I still have your God of War.
You play it?
Oh yeah, no, I keep. All right, I'm keeping playing it, and everything's going great. Where am I at right now? Trust me, I'm more than halfway, and I just like.
Have you fought a Valkyrie?
Sorry, no, not yet. Are they terrifying?
They're by far the hardest thing to fight in the game.
That's a bad sign. I don't like that.
They're
how
a lot
do I
of
beat
fun.
Them?
Learn all of their attack patterns, and each one of them is different.
I don't like that.
Memorize their attack patterns, and then when you get to the final one, it's all of them combined. All
right.
Does Flight of the Valkyries play when they attack you?
No, I actually thought about playing that one time when I was actually doing one of the fights, but
it seems
pretty
only
awesome.
Logical.
Yeah, it would. But sometimes those fights go longer than 3 minutes because you just keep dying over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Is that only a 3 minute song?
I don't remember. I mean, obviously the whole opera is a lot longer, but the classic Ride of the Valkyrie.
But yeah, that song right there, I always picture it like being at least 8 minutes long. I don't know why.
Ride of the Valkyries. How long is this?
Come on, research man, you can do it.
Research some stuffs, man.
The first one on YouTube here says 5 minutes exactly.
Ah, damn. I overshot German. It. I would have been kicked off The Price is Right if I was on that show.
Yeah. But, Jared, have you gotten the new Doom yet?
I kind of want to. I've never played any Doom in my life, but now, like, the more videos I see about
it. You should play the 2016 one.
Okay.
You should play the 2016 one because it's really good and you probably pick it up really cheap. You probably beat it in a day or two. But yeah, the new one is everything great about the 2016 one, but more extreme, more zany, more
just off,
partially self-aware, and just more insane. Like I was saying off the air, is like it's a great game if you want to give the person watching you play motion sickness. Like, no, it's that fast.
So the game itself is a weapon.
Yeah, hang on a second.
Oh, Drew's putting us on hold. Have no research, man. That means we can't learn anything new. We are lost without our knowledge.
Where is he?
I wish I knew. I wish I could answer that question. But we've been abandoned. Does anybody know any good jokes?
So a guy comes into a bar, right? Oh, shit, my bad. It was a horse.
Oh, really?
It was a horse. Sorry, it was a horse. So a guy comes into a horse... I told that joke at a social gathering.
How'd that go?
Not very well, if I'm being honest.
Was it a church gathering?
Yeah. So
is this why you're single?
I mean, it's on the list for sure.
Okay.
You know, it would have gone over completely fine at a Catholic gathering.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, I'm back.
Welcome back. You just missed a banger of a joke. You want to hear it?
No, sure. He doesn't. All
right. So a guy comes into a bar, right? Oh, no, my bad. Sorry. Okay. It was a horse. So a guy comes
Not
in.
Not anymore.
So a guy comes into a horse.
Guy comes into a horse.
Heyo. Haha, get it? Homosexuality.
It goes the other way around.
Bestiality.
Did you just say homosexuality?
And yes, he did.
And narcolepsy. Oh,
I mean, maybe it's a male horse.
It's funny because they're gay.
Gay.
Anyways,
horse.
back to the joke.
No, the joke's over. That was it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's the joke. Gay horse.
And that's how BoJack Horseman came to be.
I'm waving my flag. Yes, this is the end of the joke. Touchdown. You've done it.
Checkered flag.
Now for the 2-point conversion.
Have we just been making jokes about telling jokes for the past 3 minutes?
That's so meta.
Yes. Is that a problem?
Not really, but I wonder if
you
our
know as well as I
listener
do.
Count of 200 might hate it.
All right, you know we got a listener count of like 1.5.
Is this actually episode 409?
It actually is, yeah.
Oh, are we sponsored by 409? The cleaning solution?
Formula 409. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's fitting.
Yeah.
That's my plan. The intro is going to be a song titled Formula 409.
It's just going to be the 409 cleaning supplies ad.
Yeah.
I don't...
No, that's the whole episode. Nah. Let's talk about the virtues of 409 for the rest of this.
I heard that they tried to make Formula 410, but then they banned it in approximately 12 states.
I heard that Chuck Norris only uses 409.
Then who uses 410?
Oh, blasphemy!
Probably Bruce Lee.
Yeah, Bruce Lee
in the afterlife.
Yeah, Bruce Lee kicked
Formula 410, only available in the afterlife.
Hunter S. Thompson was the only one that could handle Formula 410.
That's probably true.
What about Andrew Jackson? I love that guy.
Yeah, I mean maybe, but I don't know.
No, I think he discovered a foundational ingredient for Formula 409, but he never had the chance to use it.
Yes, too much lead poisoning.
Too much lead.
He was the person that got into like 40-something duels, wasn't it?
That's what got Billy the Kid. Dude, there was so freaking many. That guy was just an absolute lunatic. And the fact that he was allowed to make and pass laws at all is the funniest thing in the entire world.
Little known fact, Andrew Jackson and his body full of bullets was actually an inspiration for Gary Busey's character in the movie Bulletproof.
Is that made up or is that true?
It's whatever you want it to be.
As I said, I don't believe you if I can't see you anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, man, you're going to have a hard time trusting me when we can see each other again.
That's what you would say, though.
Oh, damn it. You saw through my plan.
I'll believe whatever I want as long as it's not what you say.
Man, that's a pretty hard line to take there. Shit. Let me see.
Stand by it.
So
I still can't believe this is my microphone and I didn't know. I'm so dumb.
Yeah, Andrew Jackson was like the ultimate, like, just wanted to throw down at every opportunity. He challenged more than 100 men to duels.
Holy
only
fuck.
Killed one.
The rest
killed Charles Dickinson. And
who was that dude that he was like, hey, we're going to duel? And the guy's like, okay. He's like, tell you what, I'm going to let you have the first shot. And the dude shoots him in the shoulder. And he's like, all right, my turn. And then just promptly caps him right in the dome.
I think that was Charles Dickinson, and that was actually kind of considered ungentlemanly of the time, because you weren't supposed to kill them, you're just supposed to prove your superiority.
Well, that was a whole lot of gang shit, if I've ever seen it, so.
It's like in boxing, if you manage to knock the guy out within 3 rounds. I mean, you won, technically, but it's not that cool of a fight.
Yeah.
Or it's like, you don't punch them while they're, like, planning to get up or on the ropes, you just wait until they get up, and then you punch them in the face again.
Yeah, who was that president that commonly held boxing matches and actually fought a bunch of pro boxers until he went blind in an eye?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Blind in an eye, but yeah, that sounds like Teddy Roosevelt, my man. Teddy D.
Yeah, dude, that guy didn't...
Like, he would have foreign dignitaries over to the White House, and after dinner and brandies, he would just pull out a bunch of, like, mats and just challenge them to, like, judo matches and stuff like that, or boxing
fights.
What a
legend.
While their wives were just sitting in the next room listening to him.
He's like, hey, yeah, we had a great dinner, we had a great chat, all right, time to fight. And they're like, excuse me, I'm sorry, what? And he's like, yep, here you go, put the gloves on, you're gonna need them. And then he just promptly just wails the shit out of these guys. That's phenomenal.
Not bad for a 230-pound asthmatic.
That's America right there. That's right? What America
Teddy
was
had
built
asthma?
On.
Oh, yeah, he was asthmatic like his entire life. He had really bad asthma when he was a kid.
That's great. I had no idea.
And he still fought pro boxers?
Oh, yeah, he was like... he basically took every opportunity to challenge himself and make his body go further and further than it ever had before. He just like relished on that stuff. He almost enjoyed that more than being president.
But somehow they still made him president. What a phenomenal man.
Yeah.
Truly
and then after
inspirational.
And he decided after he lost his independent run, he decided, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to go like chart 1,000 miles of uncharted Amazon. Why not?
That's
I mean, what else were you supposed to do?
There's nothing else you can do after that, really. There's nowhere to go but down.
I mean,
you're like,
yeah,
I was the president, and now what?
Yeah, but read River of Doubt. It's really good.
If I get the opportunity, I will.
I mean,
you
got to
save that in my notes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because that's the book that that kind of goes over his whole voyage through the Amazon. It's pretty good. Kind of want to read some of the other ones by the author. It's Candace Millard, I believe.
River but. Of Doubt. How do you spell? Okay, never mind.
D-O-U-B-T.
No, I was going to say river, but I figured it out.
Oh.
S-H-I-T, River of Shit.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
What do you got going on,
Renee? Let's see. I think I got a bug out of here, unfortunately, because, you know, economy on my shoulders and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yes. You know how life is as an essential employee.
Right.
Oh yeah.
You just feel like the fate of everything is resting in your hands. Use this as leverage for like promotions or raises or something.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely at some point I'm going to see if I can bring up the subject of hazard pay because I'm technically putting myself at risk by going into the office every day.
Ooh.
And if I get sick, I'm definitely getting something.
Also,
and at this point, you can essentially hold the company hostage. I mean, they can lose everything if they decide not to, which is maybe not the
just
best.
Imagine me holding 2 tape drives above a campfire. It's like, okay, you guys better give me some fucking money or these tapes are gone forever.
Just
also,
going with
Renee,
the car battery?
Yeah.
While you're at the office alone at some point, you need to rub your nuts on somebody's desk.
I know just the guy.
Do not do it.
You have to. It's the law.
Jared, I swear to you it will be done, but maybe not today.
Just threaten to run around with like a car battery and a piece of rebar wrapped in copper wire. That will just scare him. I mean, that's how you build a kick-ass electromagnet.
Well, time to whip out my notepad and write a few ideas down. Okay.
Put your backpack.
Stored.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Electromagnet. I mean, hook it up to a walkie-talkie, put it in the backpack, drop it in the server room, walk out, and then ping the bat or the walkie-talkie. Boom, data gone.
And bye.
See, this is why I keep you guys around for all the destructive ideas. I need this every once in a while. All right, go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not going to want you to at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes, RSS, and Spotify are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the... We don't have a table, so closing statements around the internet.
We're all waiting for the other one to talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, who goes first? I have no fucking idea. Drew goes first.
Depends on who's on second.
God damn it. Drew, well, I guess that's his statement. Jared, what do you got?
Apparently, some headphones have microphones. Make sure you know which is which.
What, which headphones have mics or which one is the mic?
You know, just whatever.
Okay.
Kirstie, anything
wash
you?
Your hands, you animals.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Wash them until they're raw.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
scrub them until they bleed.
This went pretty well, so I think we can definitively say we will be back next week. Party on, everybody. Oh.